Okay, let us read this now. Next. So, what is that which is superior to the smaraha, smaranam, memory? Not maranam, okay? Maranam is not this, it's a smaranam, is. You take one is finished. Asha bhava smarad bhuyasi. You learnt three words actually. Now what are the words? Bhuyaha means bhuyas, neuter gender word. Bhuyan, masculine. Bhuyasi, feminine. See, asha is a feminine gender word. Therefore, we have what a bhuyasi, asha bhuyasi, smaraha bhuyan. Is it? Why? Masculine gender means bhuyan. Bhuyasi, bhuyan, bhuyaha. All the three words mean the same. Greater, superior, isn't it? More than this. So, asha bhuyasi means what now? Asha, we already came across one word, desire, intention, will. Now, again, we're coming across this word, asha. Asha here also means what now? Kamaha, desire. The desire to do, earlier we saw as the intention to do, intending to do, willing to do is what? Desire, we came across as the word manaha. And here, desire to possess, desire to have, desire to own is what? Here, asha. Is it clear now? A subtle difference. Desire only, one phenomenon only, for two things. Desire to do, we saw earlier, as will. Here, desire to own, possess, not to do. Desire to own, possess will result in what? Desire to do. So, here, asha bhava smarad bhuyaha. Asha bhava smarad bhuyaha. So, desire to possess is what? Greater than the very memory. How do you say this? He says, asheddho vai smaraha. This is a definition like. Asheddho vai smaraha. Ashaya yiddaha vai smaraha. It is very memory, the function of remembering itself is happening possible because of this, what now? The capacity to desire. Isn't it? The desire to possess, desire to own, desire to enjoy is the basic, you know, basis for the very phenomenon called memory to exist. How do you say that? See, we always remember things which we like. What makes the memory, you know, possible? What makes the remembrance easy? If we like something, we will remember. For somebody tells you something, if you are interested in what the other person is telling you, something very important for you, very useful for you, if you like it, if you love it, then you hear, what did you say? You again ask, you listen correctly, and that's what now? You also, what now? Put in your memory. Then you remember it. Something unimportant, not useful, in no way does it's useful for you. You're not at all interested. Even the other person, I told you how many times I told you. I has asked you, how many times I told you? Oh, I'm sorry. Why? You did not even pay attention to, first of all. And even if you paid, even if you acted, you have paid attention also. You received it. That day you heard it. Definitely you heard it. You paid attention, you heard it. But you do not remember at all. You completely forgot about it. Why? It is not something you like. Isn't it? Therefore, this desire to desire, isn't it? Always is presupposed what now? The memory also. Desire is always for something what you like. And the desire for things which I like, desire for things which I like to possess or want, those desires, you know, make me remember things better. That is why every phenomenon we understand something natural, we accept them, but they also have to be managed. Isn't it? That's a different thing. Now that you can just do, just because this is very natural, I can do anything I want to have. No. There's also important for us to live. That is a different topic, entirely different topic. In this context, we only think what? This maraha is a blessing. Sorry. This even, this asha is a blessing. Asha. So, asha vavas marad bhoyaha. Why? Because, he says, ashedho vai smaraha. A memory itself is what? Kindled, maintained, kept alive, enlivened by this asha. Ashedha means what? Ashaya iddha. Kindled by this desire alone, what? This very memory is kept alive. Memory survives. Is it clear now? This true or not? So, desire. What are the things which you like? The things which you like, your desire is always for objects which you like, objects which you love, or which you really, which are useful for you. Therefore, the desire is for those things. And because the desire is for things which I like, I love, I adore, I admire, or I which are useful for me, and only I can remember those things. Isn't it? If I don't like something, I have no desire for things, I will not remember. There must be, even though this class is very boring, but still you have some value for it. At least it's a social life here. At least some Nalliyamma's no class are very interesting. Now something interesting for me, which makes me what now? That there's a desire to come, and the desire to come here helps you remember this every Saturday. Radhaji today has sent in a beautiful email. You know why? Hereafter you will not be reminded again every week. Why wasting of time, energy? You have to look into the email also, not necessary, about the class. And because of generosity, magnanimity of our Dilip ji and Nalini ji, we are going to have the classes we have decided to have here. You know, they can't ask us to go. Okay. So we all remember this fact. We are all what now? Every Saturday, even the car wheels know only car to come here. Isn't it? If there's a memory, well, we have to go every Saturday, we have to go to 21 Chrome Valley Road, opposite to 26 Chrome Valley Road. That is my house, okay? That is my house, and this is our classroom house. So we have to remember this fact, we have to come here. Isn't it? How do we remember this? Remembering to come here is possible because of the desire to come here, because desire to be here. Isn't it? Always ashaya iddaha smaraha. Our memory is kept alive, enlivened by, enkindled by our desire for things. It is the desire for things which help us remember things. Okay. Then, mantra nadhite, mantra nadhite. Now, mantran adhite. If at all somebody learns mantras, just as we all come to the class because we like the class, the desire for learning, desire for the knowledge makes us what? You know, remember and also come here. Desire for possessing, enjoying things also make us do things. Or he says, mantra, already we have discussed it and manaha, we're saying it differently here. Mantra nadhite, one learns mantras because of the desire one has for the enjoyment of the fruits of, you know, fruits of learning mantras. There's a desire for the enjoyment of fruits of actions, because of which you remember what to do and you're able to do things. Mantran adhite, karmani kurute, whether one performs Vaidikam karma or Laukikam karma, as a worldly mundane activities you do, or whether you perform even the rituals or perform pujas, any actions you do what? Ultimately, for the desire for the enjoyment of fruits of actions alone, help you remember what you do and make you do what you should be doing. If there's no desire for the fruits of results, fruits or results of actions, will you be doing the actions? No. There's a desire must be there always. So he says, mantra nadhite karmani kurute, not only that, putramscha, pashumscha, icchate. Now even one wants to have children because of the desire. No, one wants to have children, one likes to have children because of the desire for the pleasure of what? Pleasure of having children. Pashumscha. Pashumscha means in India I have to think of cattle wealth. Oh, if I have wealth, if I have cats, if not cats and dogs, sorry, if I have cows, buffaloes, and how much milk I can have, how much yogurt I have can, how much curds, how much butter, how much money I can make, how much prosperity in the house. For us, having cows means it's like a big wealth. Lots of milk, lots of curds and butter and ghee, lots of food in the house. Having cows means having big wealth at home, isn't it? Therefore, we all the liking for the wealth in terms of the cattle wealth also is for desire for having cattle wealth and enjoy the benefits of having cattle wealth is what? Desire alone makes one possess cattle wealth also. But nowadays we have to change it to what now? Desire for company, pleasure of having the company of dogs, pets, you know, walking them in the parks. So, pashumscha. Pashum means animal in general. Okay. Pashumscha icchate imancha. It is the desire which is the cause for possession of anything. Imam chalokam, amum chalokam, amum cha icchate. Not only people like the pleasures enjoyable in this world and pleasures enjoyable in the higher worlds. All these things are possible, what now? Because of the desire alone. If there is no such phenomenon called desire at all, what would have happened? Imagine. Is desire a blessing or a desire is definitely a blessing. Even desire for moksha is possible because of the phenomenon called desire. Desire for jnanam also is possible because of this desire. Why desire is, that's a different thing, you already understood. Because of the Atma Jnana, self-ignorance leads to erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception leads to this superimposition. And the superimposition leads to the erroneous notions about the self. Erroneous notions result in what? The very rising of the phenomenon called desire. That's a different thing. But here you understand the relative world. Relatively, if you see, why? We're not asking why desire is. We're only saying how desire is a blessing. We later on will see that different thing. Even though whenever we are not able to, whenever even if you try to fulfill the one desire, another desire will come. the disease will never stop rising. Constantly, disease will be coming one by one, one after the other, disease will be there. Hundreds and thousands of diseases will be there. But if whenever you fulfill the desire, new desire will come. If you do not fulfill the desire also, it will result in pain. There's another problem. But still, the desire itself is something very important. Without the desire, nothing can happen. Memory is not possible. Remembering also will be difficult. Then without the desire, one cannot do anything. One cannot enjoy anything. The possession, doing, enjoyment, nothing is possible. Desire must be there for things. Isn't it? Therefore, it is the desire because of which alone people can learn mantras and study and do this, achieve that and achieve this. Any achievement, any accomplishment, possession of children, offspring, possession of this wealth, etc., cattle, etc., everything is possible only because of what now? Because of the desire which alone keeps alive our memory. Therefore, he says now, Asha Nupasveti, may you meditate upon this phenomenon called desire as Brahma. This desire also is what now? Desire is a phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought rising in the mind. May meditate upon this desire. This desire is the very basis for all the anushtanams, all the happenings. So even this jagat chakram, this world, the cycle of world even, now the whole thing is functioning because of this phenomenon called desire alone. Without desire, these things would have become stagnant. Therefore, may meditate upon this desire as Brahma. The simple one. Let us go to next line now. Saha yaha asham brahmetyupaste. Brahmetyupaste ashaya asya. Sarve kamaha samrudhyanti. Amoghaha asya asishaha bhavanti. He says, he who meditates upon this particular phenomenon called desire, asha, as Brahma. You just see what this asha is, how important it is in this life. Everything is relatively real, relatively important. Nothing is absolutely real, nothing is absolutely important. There is such a thing called absolute importance. You know that? Everything is relatively real. Nothing is non-existent here. You are seeing how relevant everything is, how relatively real everything is, how relatively beautiful everything is. Everything has its own place in the scheme of things. You are understanding every small thing here. How nice it is, a phenomenon called a desire. How? Imagine if there is no such thing called desire at all. My God, the whole life is, activities are not possible. Enjoyment is not possible. The whole life is, the whole jagat is meant for enjoyment. What is jagat for? A jagat is neither the source of happiness nor the source of unhappiness. It is for you, for your enjoyment. Enjoy the jagat. In enjoying the jagat, you forget yourself. And forgetting yourself, what? You have some fractions of manifestations of enjoyment, of fractions of manifestation of your own fullness. And enjoy this jagat. Itself is possible only because of this phenomenon called desire. You see the beauty, understand, stake this desire. Understand how this desire is so nice and so beautiful, and how it is contributive for the life cycle, the jagat, to exist, for it to be enjoyed, appreciated. And this, see this also what? This is also Brahma. Desire is Brahma. The same thing in Devi Mahatyam, when you do the Devi Stuti in the 5th chapter, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, you say, no, Vritti Rupena Samsthita, Namastase, 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 Namo Namaha. Salutations unto Devi who is in the form of the thoughts, in the form of the Shanti, in the form of Buddhi, like that. So, Asha also. Desire is also what? Bhagavan only. May you learn to see this desire as Bhagavan. Desire is also one of the manifestations of Bhagavan. Desire is also what? One of the appearances of Bhagavan. Desire is also Brahma. See this desire as Brahma. And this is what now? Meditation. Okay. If a person happens to practice meditation upon this desire as Brahma, for him what happens? Tasya, asya, sarve kamaha samridhyanti. For such a person, all his desires, now he will have all his desires fulfilled. Then amoghaha asishaha bhavanti. He will have the fulfillment of all his wishes. He'll have all his desires fulfilled, have all his wishes fulfilled. Then, yavad ashaya gatam tatrasi yatha kamacharo bhavati. Yavad ashaya gatam. How, in keeping with the pervasiveness of the subtle phenomenon called desire, so will he be pervasive, which means he will be, again, he will be a greatest contributor, as a greater contributor, he will be what? He will be more acknowledged, more recognized, he will be more famous, and he will have more influence, and he will have more say over society also, as a result of which he can move freely at his will. That is his phalam. Again he is asking, asti bhagavo ashaya bhoyaha, asti bhagavaha ashaya bhoyaha, asti bhagava ashaya bhoyaha. Is there anything which is superior to this desire? What should be the answer? You all know the answer. Yes, there is something superior to this desire also. Ashaya vava bhoyaha asti iti. Now, Tanme Bhagavan Bravitviti. O Lord, please tell me what is that which is superior to this desire. Iti Chaturdashaha Khandaha. This is the 14th section. With this now, we have completed 14 meditations. We are going to see the last meditation. After this, we have Bhoma Vidya. We are coming to the actual teaching only after one more upasanam. Okay, we are going to form the second. Let us do this so that next class we can start straight away the Bhoma Vidya.